Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
As far as Jimmy goes, what are you seeing from him right now?
Well,
now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, crossover time. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. Guys, how you doing?
The fellas.
Uh-huh. One team ascending. One team not.
I feel... Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I know you guys got a joke first. Amongst you three about me going first. Westbrook no. at the... during the crossover. So I'm gonna go ahead, Dibs. No. How you doing? I thought Dibs won his fantasy game. He lost. I greeted him with a hug.
Yeah.
My bad, family.
Unless a tough day, unless Carter Chickering's defense gets a -7, which I think he'd have to give up 114 points in order for them to get a -7. I don't know what that's like. But
okay, right.
Yeah, I lost. My and it hurts because I lost because of some bad coaching by me, but unlike some coaches, I go to the podium and, you put your hand up and you say that's on me.
Yeah,
you do.
Good accountability.
But the problem with my team, and I don't want to get too deep into my fantasy team, but I have like 11 or 12 good players. So then you have to make the call. And when you make the wrong
the
call.
Warriors.
That's right, what he was doing.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit like that.
No, he said good players.
Well, no, I do think it's the same where it's like, I mean, is it going to be Pods tonight or Gee? Is it a Pat night?
But that's your job.
Juwan Jennings or Stephon Diggs. Juwan Jennings or the stiff from the Cardinals.
This was Cortland Sutton or Quinshon Judkins.
Who had been putting up some numbers.
The guy from the Browns?
Yeah, yes. He gets all the touches, but the Browns chose to not actually try and score. So there you go.
Not a good day for Shadur.
No, and also my bell cow, Jahmyr Gibbs, like, all right.
They play D on
David
him.
David Montgomery. Them that. Yeah. I mean, Montgomery 8. That game was fun. I don't know, Steiny. It just makes me think about, like, today. It's a Victory Monday.
Totally.
But it's also a, like, Armageddon Monday. So you guys have done a lot of Warriors because I know it's
all
much more.
All day Niners tomorrow. I told him I felt guilty.
It's much more of like, your show, which is why your show is, number one on the market, because you're so good at what you do. But Mark and I have been going back and forth, like, is it 80 and is it 80-20? Like, we've been doing the whole percentage thing on our show thread. Yeah. Like, what should it be? And Mark actually opened up with 80-20. 80 Niners, 20 Warriors. And we got
really
through the day,
that.
Like, maybe it's 50-50. And then the poll on YouTube.
I saw that.
It's about, 58-42 Warriors. And so it's kind of like a moving target.
Mark,
I think.
Go ahead, Steiny.
To me, it's we spent most of the day on the Warriors,
not knowing that wasn't the plan.
To,
exactly.
But the call there's
yeah. And the passion.
Like,
well, that's yeah.
In a crazy way. We can talk Niners tomorrow,
no, all day.
But like, I felt like last night's game hit a chord with some Warrior fans.
Whatever's negative is going to get hey, more wow, engagement.
Mark, the pods at,
no, you're being real though. 48. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead though.
No,
I hear where you're going.
I like
that's
I'm,
it.
I'm mad at the Warriors.
And me too.
They've ruined Victory Monday.
Oh, gotcha.
No, that's
I'm
wild,
mad
real.
At you.
They did.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's absolutely how I feel.
Right.
That's absolutely how I feel. Yesterday was about, from a football perspective, I mean, unless you lost your fantasy playoff game. I know
whatever.
Today's
Pearsall came back and the connection was there. Loved
no,
it.
No, I just mean the whole thing. The whole thing. Like, Phillip Rivers almost won in
dude.
Seattle.
Take that, Ryan Clark.
Right, and now the Niners are going to, like, they've already announced it. Like, Phillip Rivers is going to start next Monday against the 49ers.
Not going to be easy.
You got that? Of course not. Football.
What, for Phillip Rivers?
it's that actually go ahead. Might be yeah. easy for Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, with that ferocious, you know? The ferocious pass rush, yeah. Like, Phil's going to be really
he just
scared.
Faced one of the best, but go right. ahead. And live.
We've sat here for the first 8 weeks of the season screaming about injury, and then the Niners have been on the relative healthy side in the second half of the season. Meantime, Davante Adams can't walk. Micah Parsons can't walk.
Mahomes
and the Chiefs are – we'll get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm
but,
ready.
But anyway, like, this was a phenomenal – afternoon, I don't care. Stop with who the opponent is. Brock Purdy was absolutely fantastic.
His best game.
Finally flashed back looking like himself again. Like, this was phenomenal stuff. And the Warriors are a dark cloud.
Wow. That ended the night or the day that you talk about.
Sitting on all of
it. And I said to Steiny, you guys got mad at me. I don't know if you were in on it, Will, when I was talking about I'm hearing too much practice. I'm hearing too much about the schedule. Okay, maybe that's it and I'm missing it. But now I just feel like we're having tryouts. And I just wrote these three, four things down. We fall in love with Will Richard. It's our guy, Dibs. It's not about I'm telling you he's Steph Curry, but now he's out the rotation. Spencer momentum was building. Starts Friday, plays 6 minutes. We wait a month and a half for Seth Curry. I don't know where he's at, Will. And then lack of athleticism. We all know our team's lacking it. But Kuminga's, he can't play on this team. And those are just things that I look at from afar, like we're not good enough to tell Jonathan Kuminga, you can't play to increase our chances of winning the game. Maybe you might mess it up.
The opposite is true, too.
No doubt about it. But
you know what I mean by the opposite.
But I want to crack that peanut to see if if it's any good.
No, we have for 5 years. You can't say we're not good enough to look at him and say that he can't play without also admitting he's not good enough to say the opposite.
But we're not tall enough either.
It doesn't matter.
We're not athletic enough.
He doesn't fix it.
But Will, if I'm coaching, he's playing.
Great.
So it's personal. Steiny said it ain't personal.
Of course it's not personal.
But why you say it with so much mustard? It is personal.
No, it's not.
Why is he not playing?
You think Steve Kerr just hates him as a human being?
I don't know. It just seems personal. What? He should be. He's too good not to be playing.
What about it? Define that. What about it seems personal?
That you give him a contract in the offseason, he gets off to a good start, and then all of a sudden now he's public enemy number one to where if this team was good enough, because it's all about team success.
You skipped the 13 games where he played like crap.
No.
You skipped that.
Right, but he's not the only guy that's had played like crap. Now he's just a bump on a pickle, and I think it's enabling us as a team to win said games.
If you want to say Steve Kerr is wrong for benching him, that's different.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Don't say it's personal. Don't do that.
It just seems that way to me, Will.
No, of course it doesn't.
But you don't know. And you can't tell me I'm wrong.
I think yes, I do. When
but you've been down on Kuminga, so this would be consistent with you being down on Kuminga. Mark me halfway.
No, because
you've never been a Kuminga guy.
That has nothing to do with this
conversation. You're never
going to
give me what I'm looking for.
But we're not talking about my opinion of Kuminga. We're not talking about your opinion.
But you make your opinion seem like you know for a fact it's not personal.
When the hell has that ever been the case in any scenario with any of these
people? This team's too good for him to be sitting, Mark. So why is he – when's he going to play again?
The only time something's been personal was Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. That's personal. Like, I just think that's a wild accusation for a coach.
So you give said player $25 million. He was going to be your
that's
chip because he didn't fit.
That's business.
And you were going to flip him. Now he's a DNP?
That's business.
Make that make sense on this team with what you have and how small we are, Dibs.
Well, he plays small.
Well, there you go. But I'm just, come on now.
So my father, Dibs, used to coach high school basketball.
Love your father. Rest in
R.
peace.
R.I.P.
Yep.
And he was one of those. He was one of those dads that he never gave me a break. You know what I mean? I'd come home and say, "Coach isn't playing me. You know, I know what he's doing." And my father said to me, "Son, you have to make yourself so valuable that the coach has to play you. He has to play you."
I'm not mad at that.
Jonathan Kuminga has not made himself so valuable that Kerr's gotta play him. It's still in that area where I don't think Kerr thinks he's that valuable.
Well, and even think about it in terms of Pat Spencer, where, you know, a week ago or half a week ago, he was so valuable you had to play him and you started him. And he was, you know, he was Pat Spencer, former lacrosse player, undrafted guy. And then you got to last night's game and it was okay. Maybe the old chariots turned into a pumpkin. So, Pat, you get 6 minutes, and now I would bet that the next game on Thursday, he might be getting one of those good old-fashioned DNPs, and it's nothing personal. It's personnel. It's not personal. It's personnel. And the personnel on this team is not good enough. And what you were ranting about earlier, Guru, you're so right. They're still doing tryouts because they don't know who is reliable. And I don't know what the story is with Kuminga, and maybe we'll never know about like where the fracture is between him, how he plays, and how the team wants him to play. But all I know is that he's getting DNPs, and they're losing. So I'm kind of with you in, all right, if you're going to lose anyway, and you're going to lose to an athletic young team, play your young athletic guy and let him go out there and fail again.
Whatever you're going with,
it's not working.
Exactly. I don't disagree with that.
And I hope you think I was not omitting him playing bad because I was on his neck.
One more time.
Yeah.
I didn't even render an opinion yet on what I think.
Oh, you got time.
You said it's personal.
It feels personal.
I don't know why it feels personal. I don't know how it could feel personal. You're saying on the radio that you feel that these two human beings like hate each other on a personal level or something. There's a vendetta. Like, if that were the case, then yes, Steve Kerr should be fired. He should be fired if that's the case. A lot of people should be fired in the organization if that's the case. If you're letting your personal feelings into rotations, into entertainment, into wins and losses, You can't do that. That's why I push against that. Yeah. That's a fireable offense.
If it's personal, right. Then you would have left him at home.
Exactly.
Like if he was acting in such a way that like you're not going to play him because he's doing X, Y, and Z, then you wouldn't have even flown him to Portland.
Well, I'll just say this, another subject matter, but the Brandon Ayuk situation, even when we didn't think it was personal, end up being personal. So all I know is what happened this whole offseason with the Kuminga contract, the trade. You know, call me Boo Boo the Fool for thinking there might be one of the two instances parties that harbor some resentment. If it's not personal, and I allow for it not to be because you hit me with that just right there, then it's terrible rotation in the sense that this dude is 6'8", 220, not perfect, and what you're running out there when some days and then some days you don't, for him to be a zero and not even find out if tonight's going to be his night, that to me, that's negligence. When you have this at your disposal as far as tryouts.
So negligence is a little strong for me. I don't disagree with you in theory. I don't, except for there is all of that data of when they did it the way you're asking them to do, it wasn't any better.
It wasn't any better.
It's not like he's just not been playing whole year.
I got you.
So they were frustrating. And they were, they still looked small, and they still looked unathletic, and they still looked all of those things when he was playing 30 minutes a night. So, I'll listen to you guys all day, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, that person's got a point. Yep, you got a point. You got a point. And I keep falling at the same finish line. What are they supposed to do?
Can I go?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I mean this with everything in my heart right now, with the blood pumping through. There's not too many things you can do because guys are who they are. Steph is incredible, and I feel like we got the ingredients to be wasting a special season by him. I know, Stoney, he ain't been there every game. You ask what we can do. You have a conversation with Jimmy Butler, who's almost getting $60 million, and say, Jimmy, I still think you got it in you. I know you got more in you. Stoney thinks it might be his age at 36, but the reality to me is that's an uncomfortable situation or conversation because how he might react, but that would be my first start. Jimmy, you're playing, and you think you're you can do more, or we think you can do more, and see what he says there. Because I just will not let go of, you're getting 55 M's, you're playing cool, but just watching it from afar, it's like he could do more. It's almost a compliment.
Look, I'm glad at least we brought Butler up rather than Kuminga, because Butler and Draymond cost the Warriors the game last night. Like, they were not good. Draymond was terrible.
Yeah, Draymond is
last night.
Terrible.
And so that's where I got to put the blame first for last night, which I always will over role players.
Yep.
And Butler and this is the way I put it, Mark, and I get it. Like, Steph has played 18 of 27 games, and he's been very good in the 18 games, but there's 9 that he doesn't play. Okay. Butler and Draymond have not had good seasons. So Steph's been really good for 18 games, unavailable for 9. The other two guys have not been great. That's why you're 13-14.
Okay, so let me challenge you on something, because you've been saying something not just today. You've been saying this for months, and I don't think in theory you're wrong. I just don't know what the other side of the coin is. So earlier today, you flirted with the idea of blaming the fan base for accepting this strategy of going all in on 3 old players.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, right? I fully understand what you mean by that, where it's like, well, that was a fool's errand, and I'll still end up in, what was their other option?
No. I'm not.
I want to ask you that, or everybody.
Well, I mean,
that.
We got to go back like 3 years.
Nobody ever. I shouldn't say nobody. 99.9% of this fan base, and put me in it, would not have accepted. And I still would not have accepted to this day anything that pushes this organization away from Steph Curry.
Yeah, and I'm right in that same line.
So, okay. So, and if that means, and I've had I've had buddies say this directly to me. If this means that we're just a mediocre team as we ride out his career, I'm okay with it. I've had people, I know that's an opinion that a lot of people hold.
Said it to this man.
But nobody's okay with it right now, right? We're not okay with 13 and 14.
Not okay with 13 and 14 in a vacuum, but I'm still okay with Steph Curry being the center of their universe. I don't know what else they could have done.
To me, it's not about Steph not being center of their universe. It's just...
The pain of it getting wasted, Steph balling, and it looks like it's going to waste.
There's a lot of stars who are going to waste around the league. You know what I mean?
But we're in the Bay talking about Steph and the Warriors.
Right. That's right. That's why I don't feel sorry for him or like we owe him something.
They're not wasting his prime, Goo. He's 37.
Averaging 30 a game. Yeah. I'm just saying this season.
No, but I don't know anyone else who's 37 and you'd be like, woof, like he's being wasted. He's 37. He's not supposed to be winning the championship right now. You know, like have LeBron's last few years been wasted?
No, he's had a chance, and that's the Warriors has asked for.
Yeah. If he had stayed healthy last year, in theory, they would have had the shot that he asked for.
But the goal, keep in mind, they were worse last year for a longer period of time. Like, they were under 500
before
50
Jimmy,
games
yeah,
into
before
the
Jimmy
year
came.
Last year. They're Jimmy only 27 games into the season right now.
Yeah, the thing that has me scratching my head is the Jimmy factor, and of all the people who are deteriorating, like Steph... No, I mean, Steph is still 92% of what Steph was at his peak. Draymond, yeah, you can see it. And I don't know if it's the lazy passes or the defense that's not quite as good. But Jimmy Butler, like it used to be, all right, we need a bucket. Go to Jimmy in the block and Jimmy could get it. He's getting his shot blocked a lot more. He can't like get the wiggle and shake people anymore.
He's 36.
He still gets to the foul line, but... It's one thing when you are an undersized, old, not athletic team, but if Jimmy Butler could still do like Jimmy things and get you 25, but he's not. Jimmy Butler is having a real hard time in ISO ball, and if you don't have him as an ISO player, the only other guy you have who can ISO, you don't play. So now you're going to be dribble, dribble, pass, screen. Oh, I hope Quentin makes it. I hope Buddy gets hot. Okay, Moses, go ahead and wake up. And so you're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble, this Warrior team.
Victory Monday.
Yep.
10 wins, man.
Why don't you speak on it as the president of Brakistan? And I think you might have put that on Twitter or our show thread, like, yeah, all you ride the hot hand people. Where are you now?
I said, but the tweet was, I'm old enough to remember.
Somehow somebody tweeted that
well,
at
like
me.
Like this was Mac Jones' team or something.
Speaking of personal, you took that as a shot at you.
No,
didn't you?
Not at all.
Thank goodness.
You tweeted Stiney back brought and I'm up like, the, oh, crap. No, who I thought it was funny.
I'm
I had
not
to give you some
you.
Love.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that some of you want to do ride the hot hand.
Willard, where I was coming for you real quick here is you are in my dibs. You are too. So not here and there. My top five of fathers. The streets had been talking.
I don't know if I deserve
and Friday
that.
Show that you had said you'd rather watch a Niner game than your kid's game. And I got that this
That's
Monday.
Not what I said.
And
That's not what I said.
And then when I found That's out that you didn't say that, if your kid wasn't playing,
no,
I said, that's my mark. That's the Willard I know.
Now, I
get that.
It does depend. It does depend because, and I
But
was
if Judas pitching or golfing.
Yeah, but I mean. The Niner game.
It's got to be taped.
The Niner game is it's our job. I can't.
But you can tape it and run from the phone.
And I have a rule against that. Because I don't. And I mean this now. This may sound like you want to call me a bad parent, call me a bad parent.
Not just
first
a couple
of
notches.
First of all, the kids have about 8 games every weekend. If you only make 6 of them, I don't think that makes you a bad parent. Second of all, like Dibs and I will watch a 49er game in a very, very different way.
Right, right.
Dibs will watch 2-3 times. He's got
Love
notes.
It.
I think it's very important for the job that I do to watch the game once and watch it live because we are here speaking to the fans.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can fully get the fan experience if you're not watching it live. Like, that's... There's no way I'm going to watch this thing at 10 o'clock at night And by the way, I have to be ready also. Yeah. I got a show at 5 o'clock after the 49er game. Yeah. Like,
I'm mad at your formula.
It is part of it. So anyway, he had two games on Sunday. I went to one. I went to one, and he got a ride home from the second one.
I was a little shocked, dude.
Yeah, it's the way that goes. I mean, you know what? As a parent, and all four of us in the room have three kids apiece, and I think I'm the only one with a three-year-old, so there are times when the three-year-old is, you know, demanding certain things, and I can either have her drive me up the wall, or we can go ahead and, you know, press pause and go out for an hour. Pause.
There you go.
And we'll come back and, you know, we'll watch it, and then we'll watch it again in the morning. And I watched it again today. And my big takeaway the second time through was, my God, Brock Purdy, anybody who wants to complain about $53 million a year, just put on the tape. There was the fumble that was, I mean, maybe it was his. I mean,
I didn't think it was, but go ahead.
The O-line got beat, and there was that. And then think about all the other plays, the scrambles,
the rollout to Pearsall,
the throw to Kittle, the jump pass to Kittle, the smiles. This dude is in his bag, and I don't want to hear another word about turf toe ever again because the toe is fine.
No, he was running.
The toe is fine. He got over it, and yeah, it can always happen again. Yeah. You never know, and injuries happen, but Brock Purdy, my God, what a performance. And yes, so Tennessee, worst team in football, fine. You only play who you're scheduled to play, and he was awesome yesterday,
Mac Jones did a great job this year, and the season was saved because of him in many, many ways. But, I do hope, I'll be wrong because, like, this is not the first time this has happened, but just like the next time Brock gets hurt, like,
put some respect on his
name.
Just
try not to forget what the guy can do, for crying out loud. Like, good Lord.
Now, his resume was heavy, man.
Seriously, his resume. And, oh, by the way, for those of you who love to point to last year and you don't believe in Super Bowl hangovers for the Super Bowl loser, I'm sorry. How are things going for the Chiefs again?
You tell us where. I'll pull up. I'm ready. I got my portion.
It's interesting. The Chiefs have the same number of wins that the Niners got last year.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Boy. Huh. Poor Mahomes.
Yeah, you hate to see
that. That affects next year, him and Micah.
Pandy, I already texted with Pandy on Mahomes.
See, Bosa was early.
And he's a maybe for week one.
All right.
And today the news came out that there's no other damage, just ACL.
Oh, there isn't, okay.
Yeah, which means, yeah.
It was a, like, clean tear.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Maybe week one.
Yeah. I'll leave you guys with this. I'm just looking at it. What is Ayuk doing? I don't know if you
see. Ruining his career.
He's leaving. Really, yeah.
Is he crashing out? Like, that's what I'm seeing. Like, this ain't the card to play or cards to play.
Well, the cards have already been played. And
But you got career left.
Right. And so maybe he'll try and go out
that's
there.
That's what I'm at. I'm trying to wave my hand. Like, be careful.
Like, we've watched. Have we not watched NFL flameouts? Like, who do
Why
this?
How do I feel? I'm rooting.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
It sucks. What a.
What are you doing?
Man. And what were they doing last year? What were the Niners doing? Kyle, go back downstairs. He'd be a Steeler right now.
Man.
You'd have another young player or two.
Steiny, which was more botched? The Warriors with Kuminga or the Niners with
Ayuk? Oh, this ought to be good.
That's a fun one.
Just before you go,
I'm going to give this question the attention it deserves.
Thank you.
Okay, Steiny is putting his forehead on the microphone.
I think it's rather easy.
The bag is on the shoulder. I'd like to say
Ayuk's a bigger deal because he delivered more than Kuminga has in his short stay.
And getting paid more.
Though, Ayuk was the guy who's really pushed this to, I want to get out of here. Kuminga hasn't done that. The Warriors have just kind of botched it. Ayuk became a disgruntled player. And the Warriors, I think the Warriors really messed this up with Kuminga. So what was the final question?
Which one was more botched? Yeah. This is giving me a PTSD.
The Warriors have botched this more as a team than the Niners.
I love it. Okay. Man.
That's what I believe.
888-957-9570.
Yeah, we can use that tomorrow. Yeah, we have already.
Where will we take calls, Mark?
We're going to take them right here on 95.7, The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.